Perdue says he'll continue to focus on the national debt as his main issue in the 9 weeks between now and the runoff.
I know we're on the right track. I know our message is resonating. And I just think that we're going to stay the course. We're going to continue to hopefully debate the issue of the day, and that's the crisis that we face. This debt crisis is real. It's here right now, and it's deadly serious.
The former Dollar General CEO topped the six other candidates in the crowded GOP primary, capturing about 30% of the vote. Throughout the race, Perdue painted himself as a political outsider, though he is the cousin of former Governor Sonny Perdue. The Senate hopeful continued to push that message after his win Tuesday.
I'm still an outsider. I'm still the underdog. I've never done this before, and I'm standing in a place that nobody thought we'd be standing.
Perdue faces Savannah Congressman Jack Kingston in the July 22nd runoff. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.
I'm Michelle Wirth, despite finishing Tuesday's Republican primary race a little less than 5 points behind Perdue. Kingston told WABE he's optimistic about his chances in a primary runoff.
It's not that big of a gap, and if we look at it historically, the second-place finisher in the state of Georgia always fares very well in the runoff.
Georgia State University Political Science Department lecturer Steve Anthony says he believes the outcome will depend largely on which candidate can get their voters to turn out again.
Jack has a greater number of people to get back out since he's behind, but that can be mitigated if Perdue doesn't get his people back out.
Anthony says voters can expect a bitter two-month battle between the two candidates. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.